And this is Mike Osborne for WMOT News. Tennessee officials are fighting to keep transgender anti-discrimination regulations from being enforced here. Tennessee and 15 other states are asking the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn a lower court ruling that would apply those regulations to businesses and schools. The case involves a Michigan company that fired a transgender employee for violating the dress code. The appeals court ruled sex drove the company's action, a violation of the Civil Rights Act. State Attorney General Herbert Slattery took issue with the decision, saying the federal court, his words, rewrote federal law. Marissa Richmond represents the Mid-State transgender community on the Metro Human Relations Commission. She says the courts and federal agencies have consistently sided with transgender workers on this issue.
Equal Employment Opportunities Commission ruled unanimously that Title VII of the Civil Rights Act is inclusive of transgender people. So this particular Michigan case simply reaffirms the EEOC ruling.
But the Tennessee AG contends that unless Congress adds transgender protections to the Civil Rights Act, only the states can decide who will be granted protection from discrimination. Chris Sanders with the Tennessee Equality Project says the state's action comes as no surprise.
People are feeling attacked by their own state government yet again. It's always a challenge to find affirming employers.
If you'd like to review the Tennessee AG's complete filing or the original lawsuits, look for links to them in this story at WMOT.org. Mike Osborne, WMOT News.